Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm a mom and a wife. I live in Florida, but grew up in Pennsylvania. I work in tech support during the day, call center tech support. So I work on websites and things like that. And I read and review as much as I can.
And I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about romance. So actually, when did you start reading romance? Did you always read romance, or was it something recent that you started?
I guess I'd say recent. So I have ADHD. I used to go in spurts growing up. I would get into books and then out and in and out. I read Twilight as it was coming out. I read The Hunger Games as it was coming out, but I still stopped reading for years in between. Mm-hmm. So I guess I would say 2014 is when I really started reading all the time.
Okay. I love it.
So kind of recent, but also 6 years ago. I can't believe it's been that long.
I know. And so much has changed.
Right.
The books have changed. Like, there's a lot of changes. Like, I started reading romance in 2016. So I can tell you, like, you know, the books that I read in 2016 are very different from the books that I read in 2020. So.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So let's talk about romance tropes. What is your favorite romance trope?
I
have one that I love, and it's controversial, so.
I love Secret Baby, and I know a lot of people don't like that. A lot of people don't care if there's, like, babies in the epilogue, but I don't know why. I just love that one. Friends to Lovers, those are my favorites.
And do you have a recommendation for those tropes?
Sure. So a recent one, I think it came out last year, but I read it this year, is Another by Fiona Cole, and that's a secret baby one. Mm-hmm. I also love that one because it starts as a stranger photography session, and then they get together. And a great favorite of mine is Reed's Reckoning by Aaron Sanders. That's a few years old. Mm-hmm. Friends to Lovers, I love recently, is Charming Like Us by Krista and Becca Ritchie. Mm-hmm. And that's an MM romance for anyone that's not familiar with them. And coming up, In a Holidays by Christina Lauren.
So I have to tell you, I love that you mentioned the Like Us series. Did you read The Addicted and The Calloway Sisters also?
Absolutely. I met Krista and Becca at a signing, I think in 2016, and I hadn't read them yet. And about a month later, I read Addicted to You, and I read all, at that time, there were only 9 books in that month. So then I've just been reading every single book as they come out. They're absolutely my favorite series. I have a tattoo for them also.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I just had an episode about this series because I actually love the series. I read it in 2016, and I'm on book 5 on the Like Us series. Like, I'm still on Jane's book, even though I'm like looking forward to it, but somehow, like, Jane's book, I got stuck there. But I really love this series. Like, it's like addictive. It's such an addicting series.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So yeah, it's like one of those hidden gems. So people don't know about it. I'm like, you need to read the series. It's so good.
They definitely deserve more recognition. It's enticing and it's addictive. Absolutely. And every story is different.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. So let's talk about indie authors. Which authors are your autobiography that, or do you think we should check out their backlist?
I primarily read indie authors. There are some books I get from NetGalley, but mostly I read indie. Jay Daniels, Marnie Mann, Karina Halley, those are my auto buys primarily, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I love this. I love Jay Daniels. I had her come on the show last year through her Forever title. And so I asked her, like, what's going to happen with the Alabama series? And she says, like, there's going to be one more book and we're going to spin off for the kids. And I'm like, I'm looking for that.
Me like, too.
I love when they're like spin off for the kids. You're like, yes, please keep coming.
Yeah, so, they're definitely some of my favorites.
So this is awesome. So what are some of your 5-star reads?
Classic 5-star read is On the Island by Tracy Garvis Graves. Mm-hmm. I know it came out a very long time ago. Forbidden, older woman, and I think I've read that probably 12 times by now.
Oh my gosh.
All Your Perfects from Colleen Hoover. I love her contemporary books, mm-hmm. and they're always so heart-wrenching. Mm-hmm. And then Down Too Deep by Jay Daniels.
Yes, I agree. Down Too Deep was like so cute.
I know.
The whole
know.
Single parent, you know, the whole, the kids, the twins. It was just like so good. So,
I know.
So, and I have to say, I love On the Island. That was like such a surprising book, like for me, like it was like I was not expecting, you know, the whole getting stranded on an island, be like, okay, and loving the whole survival and the slow burn of the romance, like that was
right. And it just felt like really honest for me. And even though, I mean, hopefully that doesn't happen, but it just felt real. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what it is. And I just fell in love with that book. And if you've, I don't know if you've read from Tracy Garvis Graves, The Girl He Used to Know. Yep. I should have listed that one. That is definitely a favorite book from last year.
That was really good. But that's a really good book to read. All right. So let's talk about your fan rom-com. So what has been a book that you read this past year that you love?
Happy Ever After Playlist and Boyfriend Material, neither of which are indie, but both of them, I read them and I listened to the audio, and they're just so, so good. I actually just finished Happy Ever After Playlist audio last week, and Zachary Weber does the male narration, and it is just so good. It's, what is it I'm looking for? It's just... like, it's just a page turner. I could not stop listening.
Yeah, she does really well, the witty dialogue, like the banter. Like
yes.
She hits a point where it's just a really good thing. Yeah. I know, like, she has a new book coming out, and I'm, like, dying to get it.
I know. Like,
I'm not cool enough to get it. But a girl can dream. So.
We'll see. And then Boyfriend Material, I had never read Alexis Hall. That's another MM romance.
Yeah.
And it's based in London. Mm-hmm. And Oliver and Luke, oh, God. I just, the banter in that book
had
me dying. Oh, I just loved it so much.
And the humor. I love the whole Don Vito charity.
Yes.
You know? The people he works with, you're like, and then the lawyer, he's like, you know, we don't, it's not like American TV. Like,
right. But I know that in a few parts of Boyfriend Material, Luke would make fun of Oliver for saying verisimilitude. I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
Yeah.
And then I had never even heard the word before. A couple weeks ago, I was doing an Instagram live with Sierra Simone, and she just she said that word in her like everyday speaking. I'm like, really? Maybe I need to brush up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I heard, so I had Jenny Holiday come on the show last year. She's coming back on the show, but she mentioned Alexis Hall. He has a series, How to Bang a Billionaire, so it's kind of a take on the Christian Grey, you know, like a trilogy, and it's like, I heard it's really good, you know, so if you'd like to read more Alexis Hall, I think that's a good series to check out.
I think I actually have that downloaded, so I'll have to look.
Awesome. Yeah, I have to say, I really love, like, his take on rom-coms and, like, you know, London Life and Opposites Attract and
right.
And dating. It was just, like, it's fabulous. And that was, like, a fun book to read.
And the self-deprecation.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So good. So let's start with your fan Forbidden Romance. Where has been a book you read this past year that you love?
So, yeah, I love Forbidden, but I don't like dark. Okay. So, Coach Me by Shanora Williams. That was a coach and athlete college age romance that was really good. And that one also dealt with inclusivity and things like that. So I really like having a little bit more of a social justice aspect to my stories. Mm-hmm. And The Forbidden Man by Karina Halley. It was originally called The Younger Man, mm-hmm. but and that's another older woman age gap, and she works for the soccer team. He's a soccer player. Love that book.
Yeah, I really love that book, actually. I love age gap. I love age gap when the lead, the heroine, is older than the guy.
Me too.
I there's something to be said about that.
You know? Me too. And I feel like, I mean, I'm married, but I'm 37. So
yeah.
I can kind of relate a little bit more to the older women. So... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like that's where I can relate to her. Like, I'm in my early, late 30s, and it's, like, the same thing. I'm like, you know, that seems more appealing than, the, like, you know, the age gap of being 25, and, you know, and then the guy is, like, 40.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. Like,
I don't know. So, I feel, yeah. What has been a book that you read this past year that you cannot stop gushing about?
There's four. Boyfriend Material, which I've already talked about. Mm-hmm. Heartbones by Colleen Hoover. I got the arc of that like 3 days before she hit publish. And when Colleen Hoover writes a book, I don't sleep. I can fall asleep in the middle of a chapter with any other book, but she's another one that I was up until like 2 a.m. reading that one. Mm-hmm. I just really, really loved it. Beach Read by Emily Henry, which was my first book by her.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that book so much. And Queen Move by Kennedy Ryan.
Yes, I love this. I just listened to Beach Read a few weeks ago, and I really enjoy it. That was mm-hmm. fun. One neighbor, opposites attract, writer's block, and I love her take on. I think it's just going to authors know that she's like, you know, she was having writer's block, and that was like the source of inspiration. I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, I know so many authors right now that are having a horrible time trying to write. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a lot of authors can relate to that. Mm-hmm. So maybe we all need to just go to our beach house on Lake Michigan and find inspiration.
Yes, this is awesome. So tell us where we can find you online.
So I am Dragonfly Reads. It's all one word. I try to use that everywhere. Mainly I post to Instagram. So it's instagram.com/dragonflyreads. And Goodreads is goodreads.com/dragonfly-reads. I don't post reviews for every single book, but for all of my arcs, I do. But I do try to post almost daily to Instagram and try to engage. I'm really bad with engagement, but I try.
Okay. I think it's a lot. I have to tell you, like reading and making time to promote all different things. And then it's like engaging. It's like, it's a lot of work. And then
absolutely.
You have work and you have other responsibilities. So
yeah. you know, making dinner, doing soccer practice, soccer games, and homework, and it's a lot, but I try.
It's okay. So thank you, Sarah, for being on the show.
It was so much fun. Thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance-loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends? Then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadersblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.